Good morning. I'm Pat Morrison. This is Air Talk. I'm here for Larry Mantle. Well, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is Dianne Feinstein, California's senior senator. A year ago, she stood on the Senate floor saying John Brennan was the man most qualified to head the CIA. The bloom is off that rose because Senator Feinstein has publicly accused the CIA of spying on Senate staff computers. A dispute behind the scenes has erupted in front of the scenes. Here's Senator Feinstein speaking today, following up on her accusations on the floor of the Senate.
Some of the questions in my letter related to the full scope of the CIA's search of our computer network. Other questions related to who had authorized and conducted the search, and what legal basis the CIA claimed gave it authority to conduct the search. Again, the CIA has not provided answers to any of my questions.
She was talking about her letter to CIA Director John Brennan, who at a special event in Washington also today had this to say.
As far as the allegations of, you know, CIA hacking into, you know, Senate computers, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, we wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just beyond the scope of reason.
This is, as the senator had said earlier, a possible constitutional violation if, in fact, it happened. Ken Delanian is the intelligence and national security reporter at the L.A. Times. Hey, Ken.
Hey, nice to be with you.
What's the genesis of this accusation that has broken out in the public when things that have to do with the CIA are usually so private?
Well, the genesis is that John Brennan came to Dianne Feinstein in January and informed her that the CIA had conducted this search of a sort of a shared network space that the Senate was using to review millions of documents that the CIA was turning over as part of the Senate study into the CIA detention interrogation practices. And that dispute had become, you know, sort of semi-public. It's been reported in various media outlets over the past few days. And today, you know, with different, the CIA was pushing its version and Senate staffers were pushing their version. And today Feinstein decided to go public and clear the air.
Did it actually clear the air, or did it stir the pot a little more?
Well, you know, unfortunately, because of Brennan, that Brennan clip you just played is being misinterpreted. He didn't actually deny that this search took place. I don't believe that that's factually in dispute, that the CIA conducted this search. What he denied was that there was any hacking going on or spying. He would dispute those terms. The CIA's position, as I understand it, is that they were concerned that the Senate staffers got access to some documents that the CIA believed the Senate wasn't entitled to. And so they were going to figure out, you know, how those documents got into this other document stream of millions of documents that were legitimately accessed by the Senate. And in fact, they actually removed the documents from this network, according to Feinstein. But by that time, the Senate staffers had printed them out and taken them out of this facility in Virginia and moved them to the Hart Senate Office Building, which is the Senate's secure facility for classified documents, and put them in their safe. So they've got this study, which this study, by the way, happens to, according to Dianne Feinstein, the study supports her version of what the CIA did with those harsh interrogations, and it's more critical, and it refutes some of what the CIA is saying in response.
So the CIA isn't saying we didn't get into the Senate computers. They're saying we did, and we had a legitimate reason for doing so.
They haven't said that publicly yet, but that's my understanding. And then Brennan was being a little bit careful and cute today when he denied hacking and spying.
He was using the word hacking to imply some illegal activity.
Exactly. And they would say, well, in fact, CIA contractors were maintaining this facility where the Senate was reviewing the documents. So their point of view is, look, these are our computers. So we were doing a review pursuant to what we viewed as a security breach.
And so is there a sense of the CIA being miffed because the Senate staffers got access to documents the CIA said they should not have had, printed them out, and carried them away from the secret facility where the CIA could control this information?
Yes, that is absolutely right. So that's the CIA's point of view. And also there's some Republican members of the Intelligence Committee that I think feel that way, because this is a very partisan issue. This report that's critical of CIA interrogation practices was only endorsed by Democrats. The Republicans abstained. So, yeah, that's the one side of it. On the other side, though, you know, the Senate Democrats are raising a separation of powers issue. Here's the executive branch. You know, the Senate's conducting an investigation. In the normal course of business, the executive branch would turn over a bunch of documents, then the Senate would take them to their offices, and the Senate owns them. Now, if the CIA had sent a team of burglars over, you know, to break in the Senate offices and take some back some of the documents they thought they had wrongly given them, that'd be a huge scandal, right? So, but this is a little more complicated because what they did was set up a shared computer network. Because instead of, you know, handing over a million paper documents or millions, you know, it's easier to have a shared computer network that the Senate staffers had access to. And CIA went into that and took back some of the documents that somehow, and it's not clear how this internal study got into that network. CIA says it was never supposed to be in there. And Feinstein says on the floor today that they don't know how it got in there. Could have been a whistleblower, could have been a mistake. She said in many cases the CIA didn't know what they were giving the Senate because there were so many millions of these documents.
And these weren't any old documents. These were documents from an internal review of the CIA by the CIA that were not very kind to what was going on.
Exactly. So, right, the documents in question, the ones that are at the heart of this dispute, were pursuant to a study that then CIA Director Leon Panetta had ordered, an internal review of the CIA intention and interrogation and detention program. And what Feinstein is saying, and we only have Feinstein's account of this, is that, and Mark Udall and some other Senate Democrats, they say that this report is actually very critical of the CIA's program, and it supports the Senate Democratic view that the CIA program did not produce useful intelligence, that it was torture, that it was harsh, that it was wrong. And, of course, the CIA's official position in response to the Senate report is, no, we did get some useful intelligence out of this. We think your study is incorrect and draws the wrong conclusions. So, of course, when the Senate staffers saw this document, they thought, wow, you know, we got it. This is a really important document for our investigation.
So did the CIA have the right to withhold these documents, or did the Senate staffers have the right to have access to them?
That is a question, I think, for lawyers and the courts, and maybe because, you know, the CIA is saying they were marked deliberative and that they were subject to executive privilege. And, you know, that's a matter that can be litigated forever, whether certain documents must be turned over pursuant to a congressional investigation or not. You know, the Senate's view, though, is that once they were turned over to that Senate computer network, they were theirs, and they had the right to take them back to their Hart Senate office building and put them in their safe.
Senator Feinstein has been criticized for being too protective of the intelligence agencies. All this seems sort of out of character to that reputation. Why go public with something like this?
You know, that's a really apt observation, and it's very true. And a lot of people are remarking on that. You know, she supported the CIA on its drone program, targeted killing of terrorists. You know, she's been actually supportive of the NSA on the Snowden issue. In this case, though, I think, you know, she honestly views this as a threat to congressional oversight and the separation of powers issue. And also, you know, her staffers were the ones involved here in this investigation, and they spent, you know, hours and months and years of their lives working on this. And now, you know, they're subject to a criminal referral. I mean, the CIA actually referred their conduct to the Justice Department to questioning whether it was criminal and whether there should be an investigation. So she's taking that rather personally.
So then what does happen? Does the Justice Department look into this? Where is President Obama's role, if any?
The White House has stayed out of this so far, at least publicly.
And perhaps wisely?
Right. And so there's two issues before the Justice Department. I would find it hard to imagine that they'd pursue either, but who knows? I mean, so the two questions are, one, did the CIA act properly when it conducted this search? Were any laws violated in that regard? And then two, did the Senate staffers act properly when they removed these documents? So both of those questions are before the Justice Department, and we don't know whether a criminal investigation has been initiated on either count.
But the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, but it's all right. It's all in public now and grist for a lot of media analysis.
And quickly, where are the Republicans in this, Ken Delanian?
Many of them are actually just sort of staying mum because they're not actually comfortable with what the Democratic staffers did. But they also are very, you know, they jealously guard the legislative prerogatives here. There was a case of William Jefferson, the Democratic member whose office was searched by the FBI, and Republicans at the time protested that because they didn't want the executive branch setting the precedent that it can go and, you know, seize congressional documents. So here you have a sort of an analogous case in a virtual world.
Ken Delanian, thanks as always.
Thanks, Pat. Good to be with you.
The intelligence and national security reporter for the LA Times on this feud that's broken into the open between Senator Dianne Feinstein and the CIA over access to certain secret documents that may, in fact, be critical of the CIA.